Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
What's up, clowns?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking podcast.
We haven't talked to any of you for several weeks, and that is because it's too good to be true if we ever go more than four episodes on schedule. It's not allowed. It's illegal. Actually, a law was passed recently that says that we're not allowed to do that and be consistent. So sorry. But before we jump into the episode, we do have an announcement to make that we literally just today decided would be best for us moving forward. This is the last ever episode of Witchful Thinking. Just kidding, clowns.
No way. Not happening.
You know, so many people are going to message us and be like, you gave me a... This is not the last ever episode. I'm just kidding. But what we're going to do moving forward, just because our schedules kind of like clash a lot of the time, we're in two different time zones and we're both really busy and tired and need our sleep. We're going to shorten episodes to a normal podcast episode length. So not an hour and 30 minutes like we normally do, but more like 30, 35 minutes per episode. And that way we will have more, not only will we have more like time for, I guess, like we'll be able to make more time for the show, but we'll also like have more time for ourselves and our actual lives. And I feel like it'll be a good idea because then we'll be able to fucking, why are you laughing?
Because I just did the math. If, and we have episodes that definitely aren't an hour and 30 minutes. Some of them are a little shorter, but I was just like, okay, we're on this is episode 120, by the way, which is crazy. And I figured out how many hours we have recorded if all of our episodes were like around an hour and a half. And it's 176 hours. Isn't that crazy?
Why does it feel like so many more to me, to be honest? It feels like so many more. I feel like that's a lie. I feel like we're being lied to.
It was like 10,000 some minutes.
Okay, well, I guess that number makes a little bit more sense to me. I don't know. You know I don't math.
I don't math either. And I hope to God I did that math correctly. I'm pretty sure I did, though.
Well, not that this really matters to anybody listening, but what we're planning to do is have like our recording session once a week. But in the recording session, we'll split it up and we'll do an episode where we're talking about our lives and personal shit and blah, blah, blah. And then we'll also do a separate episode that is more about the things that people who listen to the podcast for witchy shit listen to it for. So they'll be posted, you know, once a week, whatever. But just if you're wondering why episodes start to get shorter, don't worry about it, because at least we'll probably stick to a schedule a little bit more often. Also, on top of that, potentially we may be moving episodes to Friday mornings because it is a little bit difficult to record during the weekend. We're both busy. It's difficult to record Monday and Tuesday and then have it up on Wednesday because we're both fucking tired from our jobs. So Friday, it may be.
Friday fits our busy schedules better. And I think it would be fun to do a Friday morning episode that people can listen to. And it like starts off the most fun day of the week.
Yeah, you know, like fun for, I don't know, maybe we'll come up with something catchy for that, like something Friday.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So the first thing I want to talk about is Brooke's little apartment shenanigans happening. Because I cannot believe this shit. And thank God she will be moving away very soon. But I have questions and I want Brooke to explain what the hell is going on.
Oh my God. All of this shit just happened yesterday. So like, I'm kind of still, I guess, making sense of it myself, to be honest, because it still just doesn't feel like real life. Like this is some shit out of like some CSI episode. But like, basically, I get a call on my phone yesterday and it is a man who introduces himself being like, this is Irvin. And I'm like, I don't know who an Irvin is. I can count on one hand how many Irvins I know, and that's zero. Okay. I don't know any Irvins. So like, why would you lead with that? You know? Yeah. But like, once I realized like the matter that he was calling about, I was like, damn, okay, bet. Like, I kind of see why he felt like he needed to introduce himself and give me a little bit of background, because this was some heavy shit. He goes, did you just recently, or do you live at blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, did you just recently have your dishwasher serviced? And I'm thinking that he's like a maintenance person checking up on the status of an order, because a lot of times the maintenance people here are very behind, because the main office manager wasn't giving them their printed out orders. They were just kind of collecting on a pile on her desk. So people were having 5-month-old maintenance orders not taken care of. So I'm like, oh yeah, but somebody already like replaced the whole dishwasher. Like, you're fine. He goes, no, that's not why I'm calling. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. And I'm like, where is this fucking call going? Because I'm impressed. Like, what in the hell? He goes, yeah, I have some kind of bad news. So the man who replaced your dishwasher is a first-degree murderer. And he keeps going at this point. And I said, stop. Murder? I'm sorry. Is this the Maury Povich show? Rest in peace, brother. But like, murder? He goes, yes, I am sorry to inform you, he's a murderer. I said, who are you, Irvin? He said, I am the technician who is taking over like this whole shit show of a maintenance team at the blank apartments at blank, where I live. Right. And he's like, and I am informing all of the tenants who have come in contact with two particular maintenance workers some things they need to know, because they're both convicted felons. And I was like, oh, okay, there's another. Dakota, feel free to chime in. Feel free. So he goes, yeah, both of them. I said, both of them. He said, both of them. So at this point, me and Irvin have like kind of become tight, because I'm sitting here like, this man's about to tell me some fuck shit. And
yeah, you know, one Irvin now.
Me and Irvin are besties now. We got each other's numbers. He goes, he's like, all right. So he is on the run. There's a warrant out for his arrest, because when we told him that we had found out about his past, he took off running. And he is still in his uniform. And if you see him, you don't need to open. Do not open your door. Do not call the cops. I said, okay, so about the other felon, right? Right. So he goes, about the other felon. He's a child molester.
Oh my God.
He's a chomo. For real. I'm not joking. I am not. Trigger warning. Do not listen for the next, like, 8 minutes if this is going to be triggering for you. This man tells me that a particular maintenance worker who has been in my apartment several times, Liz, is a rapist and a child molester. And the reason that these men were hired here is because the maintenance or the property manager didn't do background checks. She just didn't think it was I guess she just didn't. She did. Companies don't want to pay for that shit all the time. And honestly, a lot of these maintenance jobs, like I was talking to Jackson about, like Jackson was sitting right here with me taking all this shit in. And he had told me, he's like, no, because when I was younger, I worked on like on a maintenance group. And a lot of those dudes are felons who can't get jobs elsewhere. And these are the types of dirty jobs no one else wants to do. So no background check, easy money, whatever. You're in and you're out. You have access to people's homes, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I've got cold chills and I'm like, a child molester and a murderer were walking around in my home and I didn't know them from Adam. Nice as could be, you know, as they are. And this man goes, so the reason I'm calling to tell you this is because one, we got to get your locks changed. Because they could have copies to people's keys. We don't know. And second of all, one of them lives beside you. Yeah, we rented out an apartment to him and now he won't get off the premises and we have to sue him to get him off the premises. He won't leave. Three, your property manager doesn't plan on like telling any of the tenants. So I'm taking time out of my day to individually call people who have come in contact with either of these two men during their time in this, you know, complex.
They were just going to be like, hey, we need to change the locks. And like, that's it. And like, not tell them what was going on, you think?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody came yesterday and nobody came today.
Yeah.
No one has been here to change my locks at all. And I saw the property manager walking around today, showing other people like a different units in this building. And she didn't seem pressed at all. And I'm just like, how am I supposed to like call her and be like, yeah, by the way, somebody went over your head and informed me that you didn't do your job correctly and that I need to get my locks changed. Awkward. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because background checks are not required for a lot of jobs. And, you know, I understand that people have made mistakes and that, you know, everyone deserves a fair chance. I don't think child molesters do. I'm going to say it right now. If you don't agree with me, I do not care. You are not going to hurt a child or rape anyone and think that you're going to have an easy, like people are going to take pity on you for the rest of your life. No, that is literally evil incarnate. It literally makes me sick to my stomach. I don't care. I'm less worried, to be quite honest, about the murderer, because apparently he murdered a 13-year-old child 10 years ago when he was 18 years old in a gang in Richmond. And I guarantee you, I think I read too many mystery books, but like all of these mystery novels that I read, when people have like a deep dark secret, they're always like, oh my God, no one can know who I was a decade ago. Like the circumstances, no one will understand, like blah, blah, blah. I'm just thinking like, what if it was an accidental thing, you know? But then I looked up his record. It ain't. He done armed robbery. He done grand theft auto. He done assault and battery. The other guy has multiple rape assaults on his record. So yeah, basically, I don't know what the fuck to do. And if anyone has any legal advice, please let me know, because I texted, like the guy sent me pictures of the felons and he was like, this is public information. Technically, I shouldn't be sending you this, but like, you're a young female and I don't know if you live alone or not, but you deserve, like, you should definitely know that these men are out and about. And I was like, thank you. He sends me these men and all day he's saying like, if nobody comes to change your locks today, you need to call the front office. I'm like, how am I supposed to call the front office when they're the ones lying to me and not telling me that chomos and murderers are in my fucking...
Call him back and be like, yo, nobody has fixed my... And get him to call the front office.
I'm going to call him tomorrow and just be like, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I agree with you. I think that people in certain circumstances do deserve second chances, and there are ones that I am also like, hell no to a second chance. You need to be locked up forever. But I feel like those positions should not be positions that have keys to like people. Like there are probably, you know, jobs that are better suited than property management.
Yeah, like that. I don't feel like property management is for her, like at all. I also don't think that if you are convicted of crimes like that, that you have any business being in people's homes or being around their children.
Yeah, that's...
Imagine being a parent and hearing that a maintenance man had been in and out of your apartment and he was convicted of assaulting people in general and also molesting kids.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't fly.
Like, but so yeah, that has basically been my past 24 hours. And thankfully, we can begin our move out of this apartment on June 1st. And we'll be totally moved out before the end of the month in June. And the thing is, Liz, like literally yesterday morning, I was like, I had tweeted. I was like, damn, like, I'm going to see this apartment empty and I'm going to cry. I'm going to see all my stuff packed up because this apartment means so much to me. And like, you know, I remember the first time I opened like the door and walked in here and just like the possibilities just seemed like endless. And like, I really have loved this apartment, but more than this apartment, I just love what it represents for me. Like, I love that I got to start my life over. I love that I got to experience being single and like everything that comes with that. And like, you know, falling in love with someone, like every little thing about this apartment that makes it so special is because of the experiences I've had here. And I was getting all choked up and shit. Then that shit happens. And I'm like, the like, universe.
Fuck this motherfucker. I'm getting out.
For real. The universe said, get out your fucking feelings. Go. You need to move. You need to leave. Your growth here. Like, there's, I don't feel like there's any more growth to be had in this apartment.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember when you moved into that apartment because I flew out and helped you move in. And it's just like, when you're doing something where you're closing a chapter and opening a new one, it's almost like, you know, when the air feels different, like the air smells different or it feels different, or there's something, it's like the energy, it's just things feel different. And now you're there, you're settled, and you're gonna feel that again, though. You're gonna get to feel this new car, new smell, new energy feeling that you had when you moved into that apartment, and you get to experience that again somewhere else. So it's like, I don't know, you're closing this chapter and it is going to be bittersweet to leave, but it's also like super exciting to start new chapters.
I feel like the feeling I had coming into this apartment, I feel like it just was based, to be quite honest, I was probably very manic. And I feel like it was more so the fact that I was just excited about life and just like, I didn't even know what was, you know, I knew something big was like coming for me. I knew that like I was going to experience this big period of growth. I don't get that feeling moving to this apartment. And I don't, you know, I think it's just like I'm at a point in my life where I don't feel stagnant exactly. But I just feel like I could be doing something different, something more, like setting myself up to look forward to things. Like like I told you the other night, I've been having nightmares about airports and shit. And I feel like it's because I am so nervous about flying by myself. And I know that if I want to do anything outside of this fucking state, if I want to come see you, if I want to go see like my coworkers in New York, if I want to go see like our coworker in Florida, like I need to get rid of that fear. And like, this sounds sad. It's not meant to be sad. I'm not excited about life right now. And like, I don't like that. Like, I want something to be just like over the moon, excited for, looking forward to. And there's nothing right now. And
you're like in a stepping stone phase of life.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what the fuck's next? Like something, anything, I'm bored.
When you were talking about like the feeling you had first moving into that apartment. I remembered the song that came on, I don't know, it was probably on the radio. It was on all of our playlists and we listened to it a lot. And this one, this, okay, the piano, so that one too. That's not the one that I looked up. Wait, unless this, not, you're talking about like that French one or something?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm talking about To Build a Home by the Cinematic Orchestra.
Oh God, that song makes me cry. And I always think of you every fucking time when we were driving down the street and like the sun was setting and we were both just like, something big is coming.
And well, it was when you were going through some tough shit. I was going through some tough shit. You were moving in like out on like truly on your own for the first time. Cause like, you know, like no student housing or whatever, like this is solely you. And I was in that phase where like, I was desperately wanting and needing that, but I had also just quit my job and I was still trying to figure some other things out before I could even think about like looking for an apartment because I was living with my grandpa and there was just a lot, you know. And then soon after, I ended up getting an apartment and it was do you see my cat in the background?
Yeah.
But yeah, and that song always reminds me of that time. And I specifically also, it reminds me of when we were driving in your car down like your street at night and like all the lights being on. And then there was that dude who rolled down his window at the stoplight and was like, you want some cheese puffs or whatever?
Yeah.
He,
like, and I was like,
his, like cheese puffs through the window. We were like, no, dude.
No, he was eating something and we were eating something. No, we were eating those like Cheez-Its and he goes, I got a snack. And I rolled down the window. I was like, damn, we all snacking.
That's right.
Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, well, you know, even if it doesn't have that same feeling, I think that's worth noting because how many of us are like in one of those in-betweener phases or whatever the fuck you want to call them, where nothing really exciting is happening, but like you're doing things, you're busy, you're doing shit every day.
Yeah.
And you're being productive, you're getting stuff done, but like you're also just existing at the moment. And when we're busy, we always wish we were less busy and then we get less busy and want to be more busy. And it's like this balance of gratitude and also just being self-aware. And yeah, it's almost like a million feelings at once. So you can't feel anything, you know, there's so much happening and it doesn't necessarily just feel like, I don't know, like moving into your first apartment that day almost felt like the first day of high school or something, like some big ass thing, you know?
Yeah, it just felt really very good. And honestly, like if I'm being quite transparent, I do think part of it was because my Lexapro had gotten increased in dosage for the first time. So I was definitely a little hyped the fuck up. But yeah. Like, I mean, literally, I don't know. I have learned that as you get older, like not everything in life is going to be monumental. And if that bothers you that much, then you need to take action to make it monumental, whatever. But I don't know. I just feel, I really have felt like for the past month or two, like I genuinely just feel like I'm existing. Like I don't feel like I'm living. And that, I mean, that actually does make me sad. Now I feel like my nose is turning red because I'm gonna cry. But like, I really don't feel like I'm doing anything of like purpose, you know? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck else I'd be doing. Like, I don't want to go fucking volunteer in Ghana or some shit.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like you give your life purpose and meaning the way that you want to. And maybe I don't know. Maybe there's just a part of me I need to like call up and be like, bitch, you want to start hanging out again?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'll figure it out, I guess.
I think it's really great that you're saying that, because that has to be super relatable to people who are in a similar phase of life as us, where you've gone through these big changes and you've done all these, you know, monumental things, and now you're in your late 20s, your early 30s, and it's probably just one of those things that you can only do so many things once. So as you get older, how many times? I've moved like 7 times. How exciting can it keep getting, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the only time that it's going to be exciting next is when we like move out of state. Like, the fuck? Like, I'm not going to live in another Virginia city. Like, I've decided that. Like, it's, if I'm going to be in Virginia, it's going to be Richmond. So if I'm not in Richmond, then I'm not in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be exciting, you know, but that will also probably be really soul crushing too, because I will probably have no friends wherever I go. Won't know anybody. But that's why I need to learn how airports work.
Yeah, starting over, baby.
I don't know.
But I think a part of like, just like, that's kind of what you've been feeling. And I'm kind of in a interesting place where I have been enjoying myself and my existence recently. I have just been extremely busy, and I'm like, I think that I'm balancing it pretty well. I'm also just not used to it. And there's a lot of things I'm trying to do at the moment. And if they're not going exactly to plan or how I expect, I'm getting frustrated. And I just find that I am very exhausted a lot, because I'm doing a lot of traveling, which I really enjoy. So there's like pros and cons to all of it, you know, where I'm staying busy and it's great, and I'm doing things that I really enjoy. I don't know how I was just talking to Dakota about this. How do like pilots and air stewardesses, or whatever they're called, flight attendants, and then Jackson being an EMT, these, you know, these people that like do travel-y type things for living, traveling takes it out of me. I just did two big events, two traveling things with 1 week in between the two of them. And when I got back from that second one, earlier this week, that day I came home and I passed out. It was probably only like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
I woke up at like 7 or something like that, and had dinner, stayed away for a little bit. And then immediately I had to go back to bed, and I felt like the walking dead. I was experiencing extreme exhaustion. I felt drunk as hell.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's a lot.
I think because I'm just busy and my body's getting used to that, and I'm overexerting myself, I started getting retinal migraines for the first time in my life. And that was a brand new experience.
Old lady.
Oh my God. It was crazy. And,
they are no joke.
Yeah. No.
Fucking hurt.
They hurt. And, you know, it was like this weird kaleidoscopy thing happening in one of my eyes, and I would get nauseous and dizzy, and then the kaleidoscopy thing would happen, and then the headache would go away for hours. And I was like, I'm like trying to remember to drink my water because I was dehydrated, and I am just doing more than I probably ever have. But like, I feel productive about it. I feel good about it. I feel good about what I'm doing. I do feel like what I'm doing right now has purpose. that's something I haven't like ever experienced. And like, I feel like I'm doing good. But my body is also like, what the fuck, bitch? Do you think that you just can run forever?
Yeah, you Energizer bunny.
And I'm a night owl. I like to go to bed late, but I really need to be like going to bed early and doing these things to help accommodate myself and fuel myself. And it's really hard to remember all of those things.
That shit's so hard.
Yeah. I'm supposed to drink shit ton of water a day. It is hard to remember to do that. And, you know, eat foods that will fuel me and get it. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like hopefully I am hopeful that things will become interesting again soon. And you know what? Another thing is like, we are about to be in summer. Like,
yeah, I was just going to say that.
Summer's coming. It's going to get better. Summer is coming.
Yes. I have already been outdoors just taking my hot girl walks. And oh my God, I love doing that outside. Okay. Wow. I mean, in the winter, I use my treadmill and it's great and all, but the walk is so much better when I go outside. And I went on my first run of the season because I decided I'm going to start running a little bit. And yeah, I ran through the park, ran through my little town area where I live. And yeah, that it's amazing how getting outside affects your mood.
I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, I don't take hot girl walks. I take ugly, grumpy girl, grumpy old lady walks. And like, just that's how I feel. Cause most days I'll be like, I should fucking get some fresh air, I guess. And I'll put on sweatpants and like two different socks and like my cloud slides. And I'll go outside angry as fuck. I'm like, come on, Mia, let's go take a walk, I guess. And you know what? A lot of times I don't feel better mentally. But I'm like, I needed to get some steps in, I guess. Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So there's like the bright side in that. But yeah.
Okay, you want to know something really crazy that Dakota and I are planning? We are going to go on a 12-hour walk.
Your legs. If it was me, my legs be itching. You know, I could never. Nope.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Because your legs itch when you walk. That would make it not fun. But it's like a challenge that it's like a social media challenge to do a 12-hour walk. And you're not supposed to like no music. This is just like being with you and your thoughts. It's almost like a meditative practice.
When do you pee?
You stop and pee and eat and and then I just got, he already has one, but I just got one of those vests with the bladders so we can have water and pack little snacks and our phones. But I mean, we're also going to have to pack like our Apple Watch chargers and stop in a little cafe or something at some point and charge them, because I don't think my Apple Watch will last 12 hours doing a workout.
Mm-mm. Dude. The steps that you're going to have. It's going to be like 80,000 steps or some shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, walking for a whole day? You deserve like 3 days off after that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should take off work and do it on a Friday so we can recoup on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that might actually be not the worst idea you've ever had.
Yeah, but we have so many pretty trails here and it's, and you're supposed to, I think you can do it by, you're supposed to probably do it by yourself, but it'll be nice. It'll be like a nice chance for us to talk and like learn things about people you've never asked before, because how often do you spend some 12 hours with someone with no music, no distractions? Like, you're just out in nature and getting your blood flowing. And I don't know, like I have some of my best thoughts when I'm on all my hot girl walks, and I love going on walks with other people. So I'm sure by the end of it, it will be very exhausting, but I'm also looking forward to it.
I like to go on walks when I've been staring at my computer trying to come up with like an idea for work for a really long time. And I'm like, oh my God, nothing I'm coming up with is of any relevance. I just need to go outside and walk around. And then that, like, you know, the blood gets flowing, stimulates your brain, all that sciencey shit. And then you come back and you fucking plop out the best damn manifesto a brand's ever seen.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, yeah. You know, it's a life. It's a work in progress. It's a new chapter. Maybe it's just a stepping stone chapter. But, it's just something that is interesting. And I'm glad you brought it up in today's episode, because I'm sure that is just how many people are going through that right now.
Yeah, maybe it's more universal than we realize. Like, if you're going through this right now, please comment and tell us, like, on the post on Instagram for this episode. Like, tell us if you're kind of experiencing this retro shade since Mercury retrograde's over. Like, if you're experiencing this just general feeling of, like, just lethargic as fuck. I mean, last week was horrendous. Like, everyone I knew could, like, barely stay awake. All of my friends, all my girlfriends were, like, on their periods, including myself. Everyone was having bad stomach pains, bad cramps. I woke up one morning with just the chills. And I kept my camera off for my morning meeting because I just felt so sick. And, like, I was just so tired all day long. I mean, I dead ass almost took a COVID test because I was so incredibly exhausted. And everyone was so exhausted and just unhappy. Mm-hmm. Just everybody just seemed so unhappy. And I'm like,
I was super exhausted. And also, so exhausted, my body was physically weaker, and I do weightlifting mildly 4 times a week, and last week I had to drop down in weight across the board because my body just felt so weak and tired.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure it's, like, not a good feeling. You're like, I could lift this yesterday. I'm not.
Oh, I felt like total shit.
Yeah. I fucking bet. Like, that's.
Yeah. It's one of those moments where I was like, what the fuck am I putting all this effort into?
Like, the fuck am I supposed to do with $20? Like, what the in the hell am I? I don't know. I need to start doing yoga again. I feel like if I just start slow, mm-hmm. 10 minutes a day, then 20 minutes a day, then 30 minutes, like, I will get back in the habit, because 2 years ago, I was doing it every day, 30 minutes a day. And it got to where I was looking forward to it. I was so happy about it. I felt good about everything I was doing. I don't know, I've said this on the podcast before, but then, you know, everything happened, everything blew up in my life, and I stopped. And so I'm like, I know it takes 30 days to make a habit. If I can just start day by day, and, you know, maybe being in a new space, it'll help me get more motivated to do this. But
it's hard.
It is hard. And I'm trying to be patient with myself, but that's also really fucking hard.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I mean, so that's our life right now. And, you know, next week, probably be, like, much less of a personal episode. I think from now on, the only super long episodes we'll probably have are if we have guests on. Uh-huh. Or, you know, if we just, like, have time and we want to make an episode longer than 30 minutes to do girl talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I have an idea for today's episode's Ostara egg.
Ooh, what is it?
We talked about monumental things, or the lack of feeling monumental. And if you type in monument into the emoji keyboard, you get the Statue of Liberty. So why not fill it up with something random as fuck and fill the comments up with the Statue of Liberty?
I like that.
Because why not? It's a monument.
Statue of Liberty. It works.
I wanted to add a little closing note. I loved the thing that you posted the other day on our socials that said, feel the fear and do it anyway. That's like been something that I have been telling myself for the past 2 years. And I think it's what's the word I'm looking for? It wasn't like encouraging necessarily, because like when someone tells you to like do the fear or feel the fear and do it anyway, you're like, ah, I'm scared. But it's something I guess I lived by for the past 2 years, and it made a big impact on my life. And so I love that you posted that.
I need to take my own advice and fly places.
Yes. Come fly to me.
The first place.
I'll pick you up and you won't have to make your way through the airport alone.
Well, the thing is, like, it's not only just the airport here that I don't, like, I worry about navigating, but it's also, like, God forbid I ever end up in Atlanta at that godforsaken airport. That place sucks. And even people who are good at navigating airports are like, no, that's a nightmare. I'm like, how am I supposed to live? How am I supposed to do this if you fuckers can't even handle it?
Yeah.
Damn. But I might be flying to New York next month for work, and it's not finalized. It's a maybe, but
you'll be doing it then.
I mean, whenever I get on the plane, either you or my boss is going to be on FaceTime with me, walking me through where to go in the airport. And then I'm going to turn my phone off to go through TSA. And then I'm going to pick it back up after I get out of TSA, and someone's going to direct me to my gate. And I don't care how bad I have to pee, I'm not getting out of that chair.
You wouldn't even have to put me on FaceTime. I could verbally, without even seeing where you are, guide you to your gate, because I've been to that airport so many times. And it's so small. You have nothing to worry about.
We'll talk about this after.
Okay. Yes. But everybody, thank you for joining us for episode 120. We're excited for the new things we're going to be doing with these episodes, and we hope you guys like it. But we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Dakota, say bye.
Bye.